This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15. Now read from verse 21 down. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the coast, from the same coast, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This morning, our thinking is about the humility of true faith. The humility of true faith. And in this, we look at it through this passage where this Canaanite woman persisted in appealing to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that she shows this subject as we are here to think through from this passage. The American opens and opens the Airbnb home, the dreams are in some Kakaya, Matthews and Pano, Ekafa, Obaya, and so Fikin and Ya, Obaya Sunchen, Mesma, or Demo Brohun, Esro, Yes Christo, Ma, Obuano, and Honsem, Yashu, and I see a share Mesma, JD, Ayapapan, a warm grass here, and Nona, or then a Dio Sar, passage more association. If you go before, I mean, we go to the passage. If you just follow the reading, you realize that before she came to Jesus Christ, she came with a hopeless case. Her daughter was demon possessed. But you know, at the end of the passage, if you just go to realize, she went with an assuring hope of a great deliverance for her daughter, because she had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because she trusted that the Lord can do her good when she came, and she came. Empty. She came without any hope. She came without any confidence in herself, but the Lord gave her all that she wanted. So her humble approach to Christ teaches us how sinners and even believers approach the Lord in prayer, in everything, as the Lord has taught us. We approach Him in humility. Even believers, the Lord owes us nothing. We are His slaves, and as for sinners, sinners needs a great mercy from Him, because they rather owe Him punishment for their sins. So now let's consider the fact that this woman, Canaanite woman's case, and see how we draw this lesson from it. Her humble but persistent faith in this appeal before the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'll go to verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. So if you follow from chapter 1, from verse 1, right before this stage, we are told that then came to Jesus, scribes and Pharisees, which of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? Do they wash not their hands when they eat bread? Answer now, you verse, you know, you verse 1, a chance of Pharisee for be any scribe for be free, Jerusalem by. I'm going to buy you in general, I'm going to buy the name, baby, sir, and some I say, I'm going to confess, I'm going to so you see that after that encounter, then with these people that just came to the border of border coast of Tyre and Sidon, and you see that the two different approaches that the Bible pictures for us. That of the Pharisees, they thought they knew better than Lord Jesus Christ, and it didn't profit them. But of this woman who came in humble and in a state of what, humility, we saw how she was blessed by the Lord. So I think the two are put together to show us how to come to the Lord. These Pharisees and the scribes came, trying to point folks to what Christ and his disciples were doing, as if they were sinning. But this one came, seeing herself as a sinner, seeing herself as helpless and needy sinner, who only need goods from the hands of the Lord. Sa obai bai ewo ohun se obi a ohiangwa fi ewurade enchan obi a se ewurade angwa no a ne ba no kra no ne ho entumi entom. So we are told that she came over to the border close of Tyre and Sidon. Tyre and Sidon were Gentile cities. They were not cities of Israel. They were on the northern part of Israel. They shared the border with them. And she just came to the coast of that. Remember that the Bible tells that Jesus Christ had his ministry only among the Jews. And in the parallel passage in Mark, we are told that Jesus went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into an house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. So we are told that he did not actually enter the city, but he came to this border city, the border between these cities. And already his fame had reached many cities. Many have heard of his teachings and his miracles. And yet the Lord didn't want to walk, in a boastful way to show that he is the Lord coming. He came trying to even come silently to the place. And we are told that he even entered into a house and would have no man know it. You see how the Lord acted in all his ways. He sought no fame. Yet he was the Lord of glory. He was the God of creation. Yet he never came announcing that all should come so that they will be healed or he will do good to them. We see his attitude in contrast with so-called miracles and faith healers of our time. What do they do? They call all people to, they announce, today is a miracle service, you see. Are they learning from Christ? No. The same with the apostles and disciples who practiced miracles and healings in their time, which was permitted, the Lord gave them. So we see that this practice of the Lord is consistent with all his faithful people. The people of God, the true people of God, never sought for personal glory. Christ himself never did that. Then he was the Lord of glory. The air can say, yes, Christ of Basa, place here for Tyre and Sidon. And yes, I'm poor way, no. Now, yeah, I'm an amana so in group. I need to pray what Israel memo. And now, what that no sooner you speak to buy. And I can say, yes, you'll buy, and now, on person will be able to a baho. Now, we'll run a few. Ah, now, go on person to be a woman. Then, yeah, make us say, if you say, yes, Christ will call you a room, we'll run a strong, say, a radino. Ah, and you never run. No, on person to be a woman, dear oil. There's no young one be brave. But yet, the two and there, almost something, I really miracles of one. Then, no person, almost bar, no man now, so be umbra, you be saying, I really be on my dear, for very for bra. They got the young friends from Koyo. They finish shelf for one, so I almost say the same thing. Apostles, money, or more, not your more, almost that, to me, some of my young one. Almost that, I'm going to my say, Nipam bra, no more, and yet, on my dear children. Omunia, a bra, moana, our neighbor. So we see the contrast between the Lord Jesus Christ and false teachers and preachers of our day. Because I move to verse 2. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried, verse 22, sorry. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Here we are told of the nationality of this woman, woman of Canaan, which means that she was not a Jew. She was a Gentile and a stranger to the ways of God. This woman was not in Jerusalem or any of the cities where Christ was teaching and performing his miracles. He was a stranger to the laws of God, his worship and service. She didn't know even the worship of God which he gave to the Israelites. So she was a stranger to the privileges of Israel. You see, but this woman came. Behold the woman. So Matthew just tells, behold, like something of a surprise. This woman just bumped in on the Lord Jesus Christ. She was a woman, and indeed, she will be an idolater, because if you are not worshipping God, Canaanites were always worshipping idols, and this woman came. So we are told that she was not also a proselyte. But the question that somebody will ask, how did she know about the Lord Jesus Christ? About his size, a woman, he doesn't know any Israel memo. Of Israel for Mesuma Yamedia Momoa, almost some noa, or Jitun, Nimbra, and name a choir on which means a man who didn't push it. About the same or 2 years, Christ said, Yes, Christ will be a Yahoo, our band in China, which means Abuan. Maybe she heard the miracles and teachings from others, because the fame of Jesus had spread all over, beyond even the land of Judah to other places. So I'm sure she heard it, and many people even came. Remember, there was a passage where the people came from Greece. They came to ask, where can we see Jesus? when they came to Jerusalem. So you see, there are people who were also hearing of what Christ was doing. But then this woman, just the news of who Jesus Christ was and what he does, moved her to come to seek for a solution for her problem. Her daughter was vexed with the devil. She was demon-possessed. She was being troubled with the devil. And no one could help her. No one could help. So she traveled all the way to this place to see the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure she might have heard how he had helped many people in similar cases and even many, many big things that landed. So she came out of the same coast. And we are told that the same coast that into which Jesus Christ had entered. I mean, was it by accident? No, it's by God's providence. How come that the moment she came out from the coast, Jesus Christ also entered the coast? It was by God's providence. You see, this woman had set out to seek the Lord Jesus Christ because of a demon-possessed daughter. And the Lord also went to the same coast because he wants himself to be found by this woman. It wasn't that, you see, the woman was just searching and she just bumped into the Lord Jesus Christ. In the woman's mind, she might be thinking, but the Lord Jesus Christ knew. What was she going to do at that border? She was not going to do any work there. It's all part areas where he was having his ministry. But we see that the Lord Jesus Christ went there for this. Remember when he also went to the village of Nain to go and, raise the son of that woman. He went all the way to that place. See, the Lord Jesus Christ and his ways. He's God and he knew everything. So we said, it was by providence, God's own doing, that this man should be the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first lesson we learn from is that the timely manner where this man found the Lord Jesus Christ, her case, instructs us how genuine seekers find the Lord. Those who want to know the Lord and his ways, the Lord will guide them. Those who want to know him and how they can have his blessing, the Lord will guide them. Often we sometimes wonder ourselves, oh, why are people so ignorant of the ways of God, and maybe they can, because they have not heard the truth. If they want to know the Lord will guide them. It doesn't matter where they are. They can be in any nation, the Lord will guide them to himself. The Lord will guide them to himself. So in our time, how does the Lord guide people to himself? The Lord come to every sinner in the preaching of the gospel of Christ. When the offer of forgiveness and the promise of new birth, which God had promised by the sacrificial death of Christ, is presented to every sinner. Emra, yes, Christ who wants them say, or no, I know that now some of you are going to fetch any of your problem. My end, or no, no, we will cover if you need more to go. You know, see, this is because this is how God wants us to know Him. That's the way of salvation, the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation. See, I had the one you're going to say, you who are going to sacrifice. So, or if we are also saved, it is by reading the word of God that we come to meet God. God does not speak to us as he used to do. We have his word. The Lord Jesus Christ did not to come to us personally with his words. Faith comes by hearing, by the word of God. Jedi and Nam Otiasu Neba. Namia Semti and Jedi Namsu Neba. We come to know the Lord by hearing. So as sinners, we come to know, meet the Lord Jesus Christ like this woman who was seeking for a solution for her problem. Sinners have problems. Sinners need forgiveness. And that the promise of the new birth, where God will give the new birth to them. And that whenever we hear that Christ has died, and that we need to repent and believe on him, and we come trusting on this and resting our hopes in him, here we meet the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes to meet each every sinner. And everyone who has ever been saved knew this. It is when he realized his own sinfulness and thought on the words which the Bible speaks to us about Lord Jesus Christ and his dying love for us. That is where we meet him. That is where he saves us. That is where when we pray, he hears our voice and comes to deliver us, whatever troubles we are in, especially when we are sinners and coming to him. So the Lord, God comes near in this way, and then when he comes this way in his word, he calls every sinner to embrace his kindness by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Or obesh or ne na yembie or dana yembie if you say no pen na nipa betumi afaso hu nyankopo na yembie ah be ma nipa akusa awo ne bond issue mu no hu nyankopo. You see, sometimes people claim that, oh, they got saved when they had a vision. And then they saw Lord Jesus Christ, or somebody would say, oh, they went to the place of they went to hell, they went to hell, and they came back, and then they are teaching, telling people to repent. You know, those are false. Remember what the parables, the Lazarus and the rich man. What did Abraham tell the rich man? The rich man told Abraham that he should send Lazarus to come back to life to tell his brother. He said, no, if they will not hear the Moses and the prophets, even if someone should come from the dead to tell them, it will do them no good. Let them listen. So we don't need anyone to tell us he went to hell. And came. No, it's never true. The Bible said that nobody can go there and come back. Not even in a vision form. No, nobody. Some people can tell us they even went to heaven and when they came back, they are changed person. Those are false way of what? Confession. We need to hear what Christ has done. His word. And that is where that's where the power lies. What the Bible people tell us, it's never true. So we should be careful with this. And some I've heard people pastors claiming they were working and they saw a vision and they stopped their work and the Lord spoke to them. From there, they became pastors and they preached. They are all false. In the Bible, the experience of the witness of the scriptures and the experience of Christians throughout centuries, those things are false. We come. The Lord just comes to us when we hear that He has died for us as sinners. When we hear that we sinners, we need repentance, we need faith in Him. That we have to repent and come and trust on what He has done on Calvary. And when we come in this way, abandon all hopes and rest our hopes in Him, He comes to meet us and saves us from our own sins. In Isaiah 55, verse 3, we are told that seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him by His name. We seek Him when we come to hear His word. We call on Him when we hear the word and it comes to our hearts. That is all. We don't seek Him. Remember what Apostle spoke about? I mean, quoting Moses from Deuteronomy in Romans chapter 10, so that we don't need to travel to the sea to find the truth about the gospel. We don't need to go into the depth. It is near you, in your heart, in your mouth. If you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus, I mean, God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And if you believe that, that is what it is. So let's move on. And so we see that when Jesus came near, we find the woman's humble approach. She came near, as we are told, that Jesus Christ came near. And what does the woman do? And verse 22, he said that, and cried unto Him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. She cried, have mercy upon me, thou son of David. She did not come to Jesus, as I said earlier on, in a careless way and also in arrogance, like the scribes and the Pharisees. See, the scribes and Pharisees, few of them got saved. You see how Nicodemus came to Lord Jesus in humility to come and find out and submit. Those who stood against the words of Christ never profited from Him. They rather tend to become among those who even waged Him dead, and they really were part of those who even killed Him. But those who came in humility, like Nicodemus, they found grace in Lord Jesus Christ. So this one did not come in carelessness and in arrogance, and also. We see how many people pray. You see, when people call on the Lord in the Bible, it's how we pray today. We come asking the Lord something or that. That's how prayer is. As today, it teaches how we should pray. So, unlike many today, how do many people pray today? Commanding and declaring. In churches, we go to churches today. They are using the name of God and commanding the Holy Spirit and declaring they declare and command before God. It's never a prayer. It's never done anywhere. And they do as if man is now God and God is man, commanding him. How can you command God? And yet, how can you be saved from? How can God deal with you in the right way? No, you can never have God's presence. Look at this woman. She came and said, what? Cried, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. We always come before God as needy sinners. Even believers, we come because we don't have anything to bring. We depend on the mercy of God alone. So the maker said, this man obey by his Christ to enemy. He obeyed the same of Rome.
Sa na ipo je di fo ba yakopo ni mo ye ba o Jesus Christ mo bro. Ye ni hwe ye de ba na ni. Na de bon ye ni nso e obi ono ye nje de nkwa. Ye ni hwe ye ba e de kututre yakoma ene ya dwen ene ye hu e de hye no ye de ba na ni.
Because so many as if ni pa kwa yakopo. Na ye bo ye ni because o nya ni o nya kwa tun koma ni yakopo so e on bra ye de ope. Who can even dare command our president? Who can just go and stand before him and command him? Nobody can do that. And yet, people think they can command God. So we see that many are doing this, and they show their ignorance and arrogance. They are ignorant of Scripture. Scripture directs us how we should approach God, how we should come before him. They don't care about that. And yet, in pride, they want to show that they have some authority. We have no authority. Our authority is what God has given, his word. Our obedience to it. Holiness is our authority. If a Christian does not live holy life, he doesn't have any authority. And holiness is obedience to the word command, to the Lord's commands. That's the standard. It's not living anyway. The one who obeys the Lord's commands with fear and reverence, such person is a holy person before God. So this one came with a crying voice and a grieving heart when in need of the Lord's help. It was a cry for deliverance for her daughter. It was a cry for deliverance for her daughter. So I repeat verse 22 again. And behold, the woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Again, we see that this was a personal cry. She came on her own. Nobody stood in before him. The disciple did not come and tell us what he wanted. She came and looked at the Lord Jesus Christ. So we also, we don't need priests. We don't need anyone to stand in between. We don't need some prophet and some prayer come to lead us to the Lord. We come to him and call on him. This woman just came. She was not even an Israelite to come and call on the Lord. In that part of the world, Africa, you see, we believe in our traditional system. Believe in juju men and so-called between the gods. So that is what they think Christianity is about. And sorry, charismatism has also made people think so. We need some prophet. You need some great man of God. No, we come. It's a personal cry. Have mercy on me. To the burden of her daughter, not just me, she was on her. So we must learn from this woman. She cried, have mercy on me. And as every sinner who comes to the Lord, who comes to seek for forgiveness, this is our only confidence. This is the only confidence, how and assurance that God will accept. It is by the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. In Romans 5, verse 1, we are told that, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the titles he addressed Jesus with. Oh Lord, owing Jesus' authority over her calamity. He is Lord of my, he is the controller of my situation. He is the one who can really change whatever I have brought, whatever trouble I have, he can help me. Thou son of David, though a Gentile, she was confessing Jesus as the Messiah. The word thou son of David in the scripture, the Messiah, the one anointed one sent by God, who was going to be the deliverer. And the Jews, whenever you see, yes, David, but I trust So this woman, indeed, she really have heard a lot about the Lord Jesus Christ. A Gentile calling the Lord Jesus Christ as the son of David. She wasn't a Jewish. So you see, so it is, a needy sinner must come to Jesus with pleadings. Do we need the Lord to save us? Are we in a state of sin? Have we still not experienced the new birth where our hearts and minds are changed? We have a heart to fully desire the Lord and live for him. This is how we come. We come with pleadings and a willingness to surrender to him as the ruler of our heart and life. Yeba, see a dear real children, so we see nothing say, but see a dear brave bonnie of Kumashan is that. No, no, that than the mind. Many people want to confess Jesus Christ by their heart and life, they want to live for themselves. Very person, I'm free, it's Christ, so major monkwa. And so, Makuma, any or my brave body, I'm a son, ethnicity, or my dream, in this one. No, that will not save anyone. That's why we always speak again this sinner's prayer. Just confess, you are a Christian. No! Have you had the desire that the Lord, Jesus Christ, should be your Lord, and that he should be your master, that you don't want to think, desire, or do something
that is against the word of God. That is where true Christianity begins. God changes the heart, not just the words we just say. So this woman owns what the Lord and the Savior will learn what to submit herself to him. She said, my daughter is given birth to the devil. So we now find her request for relief. After accepting her smallness and the greatness of the Savior, you see how she did it. Accepting her own smallness, she will even further accept more of her smallness. The Lord Jesus Christ will lead her so that her faith will become greater. Her smallness and the greatness of the Savior, she now presents her request. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil, meaning her daughter was captivated by an evil spirit. I mean, whatever she wants to do, the devil doesn't allow her. And it was in those times, it was according to history, it was a very great discomforting situation. And you become helpless in such a case. But you know, demon possession before Christ was so rampant. But when Christ came, wherever the gospel goes, such things run, the demons, whatever, they run away. Their power is killed. You see, sometimes I just sit down and think, nowadays, how charismatic things that unless they do miracles, that then they cast demons, that people will be delivered. Think of how Christianity came to Africa. Methodists and the Presbyterians, they didn't come and do any miracles to cast demons and destroy people's minds. They just preached the gospel. People heard the word. People's hearts were changed. The human sacrifice and our ancestors who were doing all cruelties, it all vanished. And churches were set up. There was no miracles. There was no healing. There was no casting of demons. Just the gospel was preached. The power of God unto salvation. The devil, suffering the gospel. People think that the gospel has no power. Whoever believes, sin. Works of darkness depart. This is all that every sinner needs. The possession of demons runs when they see the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember when the man that was possessed with demons, legion, was possessed by thousands of demons. When they saw Christ, what they said, have you come to torment us before our time? The devil knows the Lord Jesus Christ. And wherever his word goes, there's light. Demons and everything runs away. That's the liberty Christians have. And so it's also false when people, churches say they are doing deliverance. For who? You say your members are Christians. And you're delivering them from what? And deliverance is not from man, it's from God. When people believe and trust in him, he delivers them. No one delivers anyone. But you see, we come back again to the same thing. So this woman's case was tormented, but then the power of the gospel is that which drives all this demonic works and everything. I remember a friend, he's a charismatic pastor, he asked me, so in your church, if somebody comes among you and he's demon possessed, how do you help him? He said, oh, the gospel. That's what the Bible tells us. It's the gospel. By experience, by Bible testimony and experience, Christian experience, that's the gospel. If the person is willing to submit, a demon possessed person, he has his own mind. He can act on his own. Yes, that's different from the devil. So, if he's willing and doesn't want to desire his idolatry to that demon, to the gospel, Christ will drive that demon from that person's heart. We don't need to do any gimmicks or mysticism. It's the gospel alone that changes human from the power of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. But then let's also remind ourselves, this woman's daughter was possessed with what? This devil being tormented. Let's remind ourselves of our greatest burden, a sinful heart. Are we not troubled with our sinful hearts? Don't you realize your sinfulness sometimes? Have you taken it to the Lord? Have you ever, in sincerity, come in perseverance, brought this to the Lord Jesus Christ? He is the only one who can unburden us from all these things, a sinful heart. We might not be possessed with demons now, but each one of us is possessed with a sinful heart, which leads us to sin. Which will also lead us, if we die in it, go to judgment. Have you ever brought it to the Lord? In the case like this woman, we should come to the same thing. That's our need. The heart of pride, dishonest, impatience, and lust, and many, many sins full in our hearts. Make us say, or buy, or say, the banner, then hear the Bible, you're saying the banner, money, actually, man. Now make us say, some money is a bit before you speak to the banner. We are now on some now one exception in Nipamufa. Nemo, if Jesus to buy me, maybe I'm in some Papa Biano, I'm some planning, it only to me be. And I'm going to share in Africa for a brother, I think I'm soon by. Mama made miracles, I need healing via. I'm a cancer and panic. Methodist for any present for our mobile. I'm a cancer and panic. And no, and I'm a party no Mujab or some based on the power in some to do it. So you see that even in our in Ghana, those parts where they still retain this idol worship, they still have this kind of thing there. But areas where even churches are being false, I mean nowadays, people have this clear understanding about this so called demonic spirit and other things. So when I say yes, so you share or buy any how I down so send a back money, I said, yes, you share and share how. If you have money to you, no more, they will be aware of Kuma money, a shaman. Now, Mr. Sosu, Akuma, Yapa, Yusu, and Jana, Akuma, Maswashim, Akuma, and Fro, and Ne, Akuma, and Yabu, a corner born in Ashima, also they are by Yusu, and Jana, and also, Yadi, Yadi, and Yapa, what else was Akuma, Yuma? That's the Ua, a table and a chain. But then, what you mean by Yusu, and Chess, or by the buyer, and not the Yusu, who mobile, and they are. That seems to be the new Yamaha movie. So, you see, the third thing is that many desire to bring every need to the Lord Jesus, but not their slavery to sin. The public brain, you know, you know, you hear the young boy is with the name of such a one year, almost so dear, David. If it's, oh, I need this, and I need God this, and this, I need work, I need marriage, I need whatever, okay, whatever, they will bring, I need money, bring it to God. But to bring their sinful heart, in sincerity, it's hard to find. So sometimes I had a colleague. I told him he believes in this sowing seed. I told him that, have you seen anybody sowing seed that God should help him with the sin? He said no. So well, you see, though the practice is wrong, but at least if they were sincere that God should help them, that's what somebody should do. That I want to, go fasting so that God will really help with my sin. You don't see they go fasting because of material need. They go sowing because of material need. See, many will bring everything to the Lord, but not their sinful hearts. But the Lord help so that we all bring, we come. God only, we can live through life victoriously. So we see many are blinded like the Pharisees. They only see nothing the Lord Jesus Christ. They only see that He's the Lord, giver of what? Material blessings. That is false. I'll move to verse 23. But he answered her not, that Lord Jesus Christ, and his disciple came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after her. But she answered her not a word. You know, this woman was sure of receiving immediate response from the Lord. That also, because she had heard that he had done many wonderful things. And that she had also heard that she had relieved many oppressed. But then at her first approach, there was silence. It's not a surprising thing to hear. It will be a surprising to her. But you know, Jesus' silence was to build the woman's faith and to show her the purpose of his ministry. Because the continual verses will tell us. From verse 24, Jesus answered. Let me just read. But he answered and said, I am not sent. But unto the Lordship of the house of Israel. You see, that's the reason. He's trying to tell her the purpose of heaven. And also the other side is trying to go help her. Because at the end, Jesus said what? Said that her faith was great. Just wanted to build her up. So you see, that's how the Lord Jesus Christ helps us. Yes, we'll be bringing the same thing to him. Silence. And look at how the disciple also did. And the disciple came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after. Right? The disciples were disturbed by her incessant appeal. And so they requested the Lord Jesus to offer her help quickly. It's not that they want him to drive her away. But the answer of the Lord Jesus Christ to them also means that they want Jesus Christ to help her so that the woman will leave them. That was the purpose why they also said of God. The Lord Jesus Christ's answer tells us that. But, you know, many also have been discouraged by the Lord's silence in their prayers. Many Christians today. Especially those who have heard the gospel several times and they've heard people being converted, people talking of they've been born again, the Lord is dealing kindly with them, and that they have a special blessing from God. Somebody have said, I've been praying for the Lord to save me for weeks, months, and years, but nothing has happened. It's my temporary bravery. I can tell them, my bomb fire is ready by Jimmy. We didn't see that. People say, I feel it will soon be brave. By meeting and proposal, Yamia Jemengua, Pastor Makuma, the Barbara Bassin, and me, meeting Yamia, must be good. Satan may even tempt you to doubt that the Lord will hear you, will never hear you at all. You see, remember when Lazarus died? Lazarus was sick. Martha, when Lord Jesus Christ heard it in John chapter 11, Lord Jesus Christ, we are told that now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. He didn't rush to go to them. They were his friends. He didn't rush to them. He abode there for some time. When Lazarus was sick, he said, not run to him. But then, when he heard that he had died, then he went there. You see, he has his own way. He abode 2 days still in the place, and Lazarus died. Was Jesus careless of the calamity of his friends? No. He has his purpose. It was to make them realize God's work, God works in his own time. And he's working in his own time, it builds up the faith of his people. If his people are able to wait on him and to allow, it works patience, it works love, it works so much in the heart of believers, so that delaying does not mean that the Lord will not hear us. It makes us to see how value how the gift of God are to us. So, a true faith in God must produce patience when the believers submit and wait on the Lord. If our faith is the Lord, if we say we are trusting him, if it's genuine, whether a sinner coming to the Lord, I have to wait and continue to pray. Only let me come in sincerity. He has his time to save me. Salvation is of the Lord, it's not of man. Sometimes we think that way. Salvation is of God. It is his gift to give. It is not of man to demand. I mean, set time when God. In the same with all God dealing with us. So you see that faith produces patience. JD said, no cry. Sir, and came on a man abutre a queen. And as I would train and surrender, like used to do what? It's more brass as I see. As I so, disappointment be brave. In this world, there are so much disappointment, so much calamities that if a Christian is weak in patience, it will be difficult to live. Because you want to live in sincerity. So what about for the worldlings, they will cut corners to run off. They don't care. But the believer wants to live in sincerity. So if you don't have the grace of patience, you'll be destroyed. You go out, you come home, destroyed. But if the Lord had waited patience in your heart, nothing will move you. You still wait upon him, no matter how the situation. He knows best. So you see, patience, faith, works this in our heart. Faith, see, there are so many fruits of faith. It works in our heart. It's one of the things. So true faith will always persevere with patience. We don't determine when God should answer us, but surely he will. If we continue to ask him, whether for salvation, whether for anything as believers, the Lord will surely meet us. If we are sincere, and if we have given him our heart. Sometimes the Lord delays because our heart, there are some things we are still holding on to. Our confidence is not fully on him. Maybe I'm asking the Lord about it. I'm looking for some money somewhere. I'm looking for somebody somewhere to help, which maybe my mind is. The Lord will not help us. But when I come to rest on him, what a bad thing I need. And when it comes to salvation, there could be some things I think I'm not using that. I'm better somewhere. The Lord will not hear me. So I have realized that I'm a needy sinner. Verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel. I've already explained, but I just want to go through. So the Lord replied to his disciple that. So this reply was to his disciples. God said, you should what? She's crying after them, so you should let him go. But so I'm not sent. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel. The Lord replied example that his mission was basically for the Jews. He came as the expected Messiah. In the whole world, which nation was expecting the Messiah? It was the Jews. And they were expecting him. So that was for his purpose. Gentiles were to be reached after his mission was accomplished. After he has finished his work with the Jews and he has gone back. So the ministry of Jesus was confined almost entirely to the Jews. In Romans 15:8, we are told that now Paul was telling us, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. The fathers were the Jewish fathers. So basically Christ's ministry was to them. And then after he's gone, then the Gentile will be called in by disciples. I mean, so go ye therefore and preach the gospel to the whole nations. But Christ came before them. So that was what he was telling them. He was telling them just to remind them of that. In the delaying, she's just telling them, this is my purpose and this is my work. Verse 25, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. So the woman realizes she had no portion in the blessings of Jesus' ministry for the time. Jesus has told them, my ministry is for the Jews. So she realized, oh, then I might be a castaway. But she came. Lord, help me. You see how this woman is so persevering. So now she appeals to Jesus' goodness. Not as the Messiah, as the son of David, as the Jewish word, call him. You say what? Lord, help me. Knowing how compassionate Jesus was and always willing to show kindness to the needy. Jesus was God. He is God. And God is kind to all. So the woman was appealing to you, are God. Yes, you have a special mission for the Jews, but have kindness upon me as your creator too. As I said earlier, as sinners, we deserve only punishment for our sins. We can only pray for God's kindness when we come to Him. Verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. This is the word of Jesus Christ. Still trying to put the to let the woman hold on. This expression, many people have said many things about, but this is what Jesus tried to say. This expression was common in those times, and it refers to a stranger who does not belong, some outcast who does not belong to the household or the family. That's a simple meaning. So just referring to her as a dog doesn't mean that, you know, dogs are always used as what, a filthy creature, defiled something. It could mean that, but the whole Christ is that you are not part, because from the previous they said that I came for the Jews. You are not part of the household of Israel. So he just tried to tell me that she's a stranger. She's not entitled to the provision of the household of Israel for now. That's what he's trying to tell her. And also, it also indicates, so he was indicating the purpose of his ministry. It was for the household of Israel. The blessings of that particular ministry was for those who are really Jewish. Verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord, yes, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. See how the woman is persistent? Yes, I am an outcast. Yes, I mean, outcast and strangers can be given the house food when there's a surplus. That also, when we are food and those who are not part of the food, when they come and they suffer, we give it to them. So okay, me too. I'm not part, but they give me the surplus. That's what she meant. Our dog will be eating from the crumbs under the table. So meaning that she agreed that she's a Gentile and a stranger to God's promises to the Jews. Yes, she desired the Lord to bless her out of His abundant kindness, which extends even to the lowest of His creatures. God's goodness is to all His creation, and this woman wants to hold on to that. That yet, I do not deserve your promises you made to the Jewish people. Yet, show me thy kindness too. I am also thy creature. That's how this woman stands. So this also instructs us how true faith does not give up, but perseveres to the Lord's blessings. It continues. It doesn't give up. It continues to look unto the Lord. When the Lord is ready, He also blesses. Remember Jacob, what did Jacob do? In the wrestling with the angel of God, what did he do? He said, bless me. The angel who was, it was of God Himself. The angel of God Himself. God allowed Himself to, Jacob to struggle with Him in that prayer. And He said, what? Bless me before you go. Jacob was in need of that help. And the Lord helped him. So it is, we come with perseverance, seeking that the Lord will bless. And He will bless us if we are sincere, like the woman. Verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from the very hour. Look at her persistence. But look at what Jesus Christ identified as great faith. The action of the woman, her willingness to be called anything. I mean, an outcast. She doesn't deserve it. She was willing to go through all that. She was willing to tell the Lord that I am helpless. This is great faith. This faith is not anything. It's submission to the Lord. Trusting only what He can do. Trusting only what He has said. That's great faith. Great faith is not anything. Nowadays, people think that people do miracles and they have. No, that's not great faith. This is what Christ what? Tell us, this is a great faith. A faith that before God is mighty. A faith that comes in humility. It perseveres in trusting the Lord. It is devoid of every confidence in self. This is what true faith is. Jedia, Yahupon, and who says, no, Jedia, or in Hunia, to Radosua, who be a good way, not on one new dear, who said, or no, Pia, she didn't even want Yahupon to the Islam, then Yahupon to the IFF, and now you speak to the Mongols. So, coming to my conclusion, we realize that the Lord crowns this faith with a blessing. na ku pon de ahunche e she sa obai le jeje o nyaa. So if we have any blessing from the Lord, that's how we come, in humility, appealing, pleading, not in carelessness, conscious of it. Many people will plead, after some will plead, I'll pray, oh Lord, have mercy upon me, forgive my sin. That is all. They stepped out in the full day. Don't care about their sin anymore. The Lord will not bless. We must continue to persevere. We are told that this woman, immediately the Lord crowned her faith. The daughter was, the daughter just did not go over there. The daughter's sickness got cured. So coming into my conclusion, we have seen what? Many who pray for salvation are denied, not because of God's inability. That's my conclusion. Many who pray for salvation are not denied. Their denial is not because God is not able to save them, but because of unbelief and self-confidence. Repent. Come and desire no more of your sin. And yet you come and you desire some part of your sin. You come and you hold some things in your heart. You come and there are so many things you don't want to give up. And yet you want God to bless you. No. God will never bless such a condition. So why you do not realize your utter unworthiness before God? You do not need His mercy. Look, I always read this description. You have offended somebody. You want that person to forgive you. And he has his test. And you say, okay, I can do this part. But this part, I will not be getting. I want his mercy. It's never there anyway. That's how people do with God. He says, Abba, your idols, everything you hold on to are so much important to you. Throw them away, your time, your life, everything you have. Make them as nothing. And come to me. Don't rest your hope in anything. And I will receive you to myself. I will say, no, okay, I'll leave this. Okay, my entertainment. Okay, worldly music. No. No. There are many things people are holding on to, and yet they want God to bless them. Come before Him with, if you know you are unworthy, there's nothing you hold on to. I'm unworthy, they have nothing. But yet, some people think they have something they can hold on to. So, but let me also say, God will not send His Son into this world to die for sinners, and afterwards deny sinners the pardon of it. It's never, how can He send His Son to come and die, suffer on the cross of Calvary, and you come, you say, I want God to forgive me. Say, no, I will not give you. No, God is so kind. Whoever comes in sincerity, the Lord will forgive. The Lord will accept. The Lord will save. So you see, the problem is us. The blessings of Calvary's cross are for needy and humble sinners. You see, many people see themselves as needy sinners, and yet not as humble. Yes, me the one in himself one it means himself one bony baby name. Simenya Brasia by a minimum David. Sinners that realize their helplessness and desire for relief, who repent and trust only on the sacrificial death of Christ, where He took on Him the punishment for our sins. Christ died on the cross, He took on Him the punishment for our sins. And the same sins that He took on Him, you don't want to live it. How can He go with you? How can He go with you? You are holding on to the thread of sin. How can He pull you? Heavy. So you see, we come living our sins. There are many sins, yes, it's so heavy. We come asking the Lord to help us. He will help us. He will deliver us. And then, as I said before, the burdens of life will be lighter. If you become a Christian, you have burdens of life. But you know, the thing that causes life to become heavier is our sinfulness. But near away, I'm hunting a man, if we ask how air can say yes. Yahoo point, if they want to tell you, if we ask our baby, and so, who bear her? If any of us some day, Romans 5, verse 1, having peace with God, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And that peace, that is about peace in this world. You know, Christ said that, I give you peace, the disciples, not the peace that the world will give. Have you found that peace in your heart? Until you have that peace, let the world become a quiet place. You'll be disturbed with your sin. The devil will tempt you. And you'll be disappointed. Things will worry you. You'll be heavy. But having that peace, which comes from God through Christ, have peace on earth. May the Lord help us. That's why himself said in Matthew, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So look at yourself. Are you burdened for your sins? Then come for Jesus Christ. He awaits you. Remember the hymn writer, he said that nothing in my hands I bring, helpless to thy cross I cling. That's how we come to the Lord. And may the lesson of this woman tell us and teach us how we approach the Lord, whether as believers or as unbelievers. Let's pray.